Harper One and Harper Audio present Getting to Neutral, How to Conquer Negativity and Thrive in a Chaotic World by Trevor Moad with Andy Staples. Read by Russell Wilson. Forward read by Sierra. Hi, this is Russell Wilson. This book mentions me throughout the text. I'll be referring to myself in the third person during those portions of the book since I'm reading the text on Trevor's behalf. To anyone climbing a mountain.
Forward by Sierra. Trevor Moad was my game day sounding board. His job was to help my husband, Russell, prepare mentally to play the most demanding position in football. And once the game rolled around, Trevor and I would always sync up. It was like we were playing the game ourselves. We would create a little team huddle. Trevor was the person I leaned on to stay neutral. We talk, we text, afterward, we debrief. Trevor was family, and I can't believe he's gone. When you're a big dreamer and you seek a role that comes with a lot of pressure, there are going to be a lot of challenges. There's going to be a lot of adversity. It's not going to be easy. You have to accept that up front. I accepted it the first time I stood in front of a microphone and sang. Russell accepted it when he became the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. In our house, we always say, pressure is a privilege. Trevor, who started working with Russell in 2012, used that phrase all the time. It means that what you're doing matters, but it's still pressure, and the reality is that sometimes your human instincts get in the way. When the challenges come, your instincts might take you to a negative space. You can't stay there. You have to find neutral. I don't like matching chaos with chaos. I don't like matching fire with fire. That's only going to make everything explode. When there is chaos, you have to come with opposite energy. There comes a point where being neutral is the only option. You have to go to that place, because otherwise it's impossible to get clarity and calm things down. I love the idea of taking a moment to pause and then going to neutral. We have to be able to get to neutral because we're all going to face adversity. We're going to get challenged along the way. We're going to have naysayers along the way. We're going to have doubters along the way. I've heard no more than I've heard yes along the way. I'm so proud to be where I am in my life, and I'm grateful for those no's. As soon as you tell me no, that's when the conversation really starts. But even if you tell me no, even if you tell me I can't succeed, I'm going to stay neutral. One of the best lines that the legendary Trevor Moad gave me is that there's never been a statue of a critic. I love that. It couldn't get any truer than that. As long as I'm able to execute my vision and feel really good about my art and my process, that's all I need. That's all there needs to be. If you're worried about what someone else has to say, it sends you all over the place. And the reality is that there's always going to be someone. There could be 99 great comments, and there will always be one bad comment. But through the years, I've learned how to find my way to that neutral place that Trevor talks about. Trevor was one of the best, if not the best, motivational speakers I've met. He always knew the right thing to say. Who you have feeding you in times of need makes a difference. Who you have feeding you matters when you're trying to navigate life's incredible journey. And when Trevor gave that vitamin dose of information to Russ, it fed my soul too. I'm praying that this book will be a gift that keeps giving. Trevor planted so many seeds while he was here. And I believe those seeds will continue to blossom. He may be gone, but he can still change lives. Even as he fought cancer at the end, he still knew how to find neutral. In our last conversations, he would start off each call crying. Then he'd find a moment when he just shifted to neutral. And by the end, he was encouraging me. But that was Trevor. He poured into everyone. He gave his all for everyone else. I know that God said to him, "Well done. I am pleased." God put Trevor on this earth to do exactly what he did. And we know that heaven has gained an angel.
Preface by Andy Staples. The email popped in on a Friday night in April 2021. Like many of the thousands of emails I received from Trevor in the course of writing two books together, this one contained a link and nothing more. Trevor had unearthed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?